Public schools in Dearborn are opening for in-classroom teaching for the first time in nearly a year. The district is bringing students back in small groups to work through new safety protocols. Michigan Radio's Beenish Ahmed reports on some of the changes at William Ford Elementary School.
Amina, watch where you're going. Do you remember? We watch in front of us.
Miriam Elbachachi leads her second graders down the hall towards her classroom.
And remember, as you're walking, you're looking down at the arrows, and then if you're getting too close, you need to stay far apart, okay?
There are these fluorescent arrows on the floor. They're several feet apart to help guide students on how spread out to be from each other. For most of these kids, this is the first time they've been back at their school since last March. Their first lessons are about all the new rules in place to try to stop the spread of coronavirus.
Okay, so you're going to go in and then you're going to put down a new chair. So any chair that is done, you're not going to touch. Yep, our classroom is a bit different.
Chairs that are on top of desks have been sanitized and students don't share desks with each other anymore. Like a lot of other Dearborn teachers, Elbachachi got her first COVID-19 vaccine shot before coming back to teach in person.
I do have older parents at home, so having the vaccine and being able to get it makes me more comfortable being in my classroom.
Vaccines for teachers are one part of the district safety plan. William Ford Principal David Higgins says the school has had to rethink everything it does, from entrances and exits to classroom setup to the cafeteria where he used to spend lunchtime with students.
I'm usually sitting at a table with them and, you know, the kindergartner's giving me a chicken nugget or something. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is.
Higgins says he'll miss sharing lunch with kids, but safety is the main priority right now. So there will only be two students to a lunch table and hand sanitizer at each door. About 50 students have opted to continue remote-only learning. The other 600 will be back in school, following a schedule that varies by day and time. It's all a little complicated, but each class will be divided in half. So kids will come back for in-person learning 2 days a week and have online lessons the other days. The district is doing practice runs this month.
All we're doing at that time is these small groups of kids is coming in and reviewing protocol, mask protocol, distancing, hygiene, the washing of hands, or distancing within our classrooms and such. That's really been all they've been doing.
This week is the first time kindergarten teacher Zaina Baydoun has been back in her classroom in months. She's making baskets of craft supplies for each student so they won't risk spreading the virus when they share glue sticks or scissors.
For little kids, though, they're excited to have their own things, that I've noticed.
Oh, yeah, they don't have to share.
Yeah, they're like, yep, I have my own basket, I have my own crayons, this is awesome.
Sharing is a lesson that will have to wait until after the pandemic is over. But how to wear a mask properly, that's something each student has to learn before they can come back to school. Baydoun has had her students practice wearing masks at home during remote learning lessons.
So even today I was showing them because, you know, you want them to have the mask covering their face and their mouth. So I was showing them this is the wrong way to do it, this is the right way to do it, and I had them actually all put it on.
There's a lot that's different for kids who are going back to William Ford Elementary this year. No more drinking from water fountains or playing tag at recess. No more story time on a colorful rug. And no more bringing in cupcakes for birthday parties. After going over all those new rules, Miriam Elbachachi, the second grade teacher, asks her students if they have any questions. Sila Hamouz, a girl with curly hair and a tie-dye face mask, raises her hand.
Are we gonna still like be doing pajama day?
Pajama day? Mr. Higgins, are we gonna do pajama day?
I don't see why not.
Pajama day. That is something from the old way of doing things that can continue. In Dearborn, I'm Beenish Ahmed, Michigan Radio News.